ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पास्थितविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णेति ताहिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। येषा ते विहिता साङ्ख्ये बुद्धिर्योगे द्विमां शृणु। बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पार्थ कर्मबन्धं प्रहास्यसि। आफ्टर् टीचिङ्ग् साङ्ख्ययोग दट् इस् आत्मविद्या, नौ भगवान् गोयिङ्ग् टु टीच् अबौट् कर्मयोग। When a person could not understand and assimilate Atma Vidya, Karma Yoga is given as a intermediary stage by which he can get Adhikaritva. In order to glorify this Karma Yoga, Bhagavan here is said, बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पार्थ कर्मबन्धं प्रहास्यति। बै हैविंग दिस कर्मयोग बुद्धि, वेन यू पर्फॉर्म ऑल युवर डे टू डे ड्यूटीज, यू विल बी फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल कर्मास एंड कर्म फलास। वी मे आस्क हाउ इज इट पॉसिबल, बै डूइंग एक्शन वी कैन बी फ्री फ्रॉम एक्शंस। By doing action, we will be more and more bound by the action. How actions itself can become the means for the freedom from actions. So, commentators come to our rescue. With a proper attitude, which is prescribed in the Karma Yoga, when a person does all his actions, because of that very attitude, he gets Viveka Vairagya and Mumukshutvam. In short, he gets the Adhikaritva for the Jnana Vichara. And by doing Jnana Vichara, ultimately, he gets that freedom from bondage. Bondage means every individual life is depending upon so many factors. This self-knowledge, Atma-jnanam, gives him the clarity, that fulfillment which everyone is searching for is not depend upon what I have, but depend upon the knowledge what I am. What type of inner personality I enjoy is the criterion for my security, peace and happiness. If I don't have the knowledge of my inner core personality, any amount of external possessions cannot make me successful, cannot make me secure, peaceful and happy. We can see this in our day-to-day life. People who are ruling this country, they say, we are going to give you security. But how much security they have? Z+, Z++. So many security. Why security is necessary for a person who claims that he is going to give security to the entire nation? Because he is insecure, he needs that security. In Mahatma Gandhiji's life, somebody told that we are going to provide you security. Then Mahatma Gandhiji told, I need security only when I find I am insecure. I need security. Only when I find that I am insecure, I am threatened. My actual security is Bhagavan Ramji. If he is going to protect me, none in the world can destroy me. If he is not going to protect me, none in the world can protect me. So here the idea is, security is always in the form of knowledge. What I am make the difference. Not that what I have, but what I am. In our culture we find that many great people enjoyed this purnatva, enjoyed this security, peace and happiness without having even a kaupina, not even a cloth, a piece of cloth they had. Still they enjoyed the life of security, happiness and peace. They can boldly proclaim, Sura mandira taru moola nivasaha, shayya bhutala majinam vasaha, sarva parigraha bhogatyagaha, kasya sukham na karoti viragaha. What is my bed? Bare earth is my bed. What is my house? Sura mandira taru moola nivasaha, just under the shadow of the tree. Sarva parigraha bhogatyagaha, kasya sukham na karoti viragaha. They were so much happy and peaceful and what you call secure, just by this knowledge that I am the infinite entity, I don't need any security, any happiness, any peace from the external world. I am the embodiment of security, peace and happiness. Sri Ramakrishna's life, we find one incident. Sri Ramakrishna's attendant, Shudai, did some mischief in the temple garden, Dakshineshwara temple garden. The owner of the temple garden was that time Trailokyanath. He was the son of Mathura Babu. Mathura Babu was disciple of Sri Ramakrishna. So Trailokyanath had a daughter. That daughter was worshipped by Shudai. Shudai belonged to Brahmana family and Trailokyanath belonged to Vaishya family. So a Brahmana worshipping a girl as divine mother is very very inauspicious to that girl. Therefore Trailokyanath got irritated and ordered, let him go away. Somebody reported to Sri Ramakrishna that Trailokyanath has ordered you also to get away. As even Sri Ramakrishna heard, already Sri Ramakrishna lived in that temple complex more than 25 years. The deity of the temple is very very close to Sri Ramakrishna. You cannot imagine a life without Bhavatarani. That type of condition, so much of sentimental attachment was there for Sri Ramakrishna with regard to that mother Kali. And the person who has ordered now is the son of his own disciple. At least he could have asked one question, hey Trailokyanath, did you mean that what you told that I also should go? He did not ask any question. Simply he took his towel and started going towards the gate. And somebody informed Trailokyanath, Sri Ramakrishna also is going away since you have told. Trailokyanath told, no, I did not tell, go and ask pardon. As even Trailokyanath came to Sri Ramakrishna and requested, I did not want you to go away, please go back. Then again, without any explanation, at least he could have asked, hey, before telling all these statements, you should be very careful. Something he could have told, na? Nothing. That means what? Any moment to quit the place where I live. Nothing in the world is a necessity for me, for my happiness, for my security, for my peace. There is a shloka in Viveka Chudamani. This person who has assimilated, who has gained this self-identity, the identity of infinitude, this person is a unique person. Nirdhanopi sada tushtaha, asahayo mahabalaha, nitya tripto api abhunjanaha, asamas samadarshinaha. All contradictory factors. Generally we say, when you ask how are you, somebody, he will say I am fine. The fine is always backed by some financial wealth or some other good things of life. Here, nirdhanopi sada tushtaha, he doesn't have even a pie. But still he is sada tushtaha, he is full of satisfaction. Asahayo Mahabalaha. Generally, we call powerful people those who have thousands of followers, isn't it? Here, Asahayaha, he doesn't have any person's help, but Mahabalaha, in front of his power, nothing can stand. Nityatriptopi Abhunjanaha. Abhunjanaha, he is not enjoying anything of the world, but still, Nityatriptaha, fully satisfied. Asamaha, none is equal to him, but Samadarshanaha. In our culture, these type of unique people lived, plenty of people lived in our culture. You take Ramji, when Rama was searching for Sita, Asamaha, one moment he can threaten the entire creation that I will destroy you. Another moment he goes to Sugriva, I want your help. Sugriva says, because of you only I am going to get all the good things of life. But Ramji says, you cannot sit under my feet, you have to sit next to me. Samadarshan, Asamaha, Samadarshanaha. So these type of people, powerful people, this is called inner power. This Purnatva is possible only when a person gains this knowledge. How to gain this knowledge? For that only Karma Yoga is prescribed here now. By Karma Yoga, the person focus that his life purpose is inner growth. All the external accomplishments are subsidiary to that inner growth. It doesn't mean that the external accomplishments are useless. Money, wealth, people, power, position, etc. can be acquired, but not at the cost of inner growth. A life wherein there is no time for prayer, scriptural study, service activities, cannot be a pleasant life. People say, I don't have time. For what? He has time for all entertainment is there. 3 hours, 4 hours, he can sit in front of TV. But he doesn't have time for puja, or he doesn't have time for service or scriptural study. A karma yogi is a person, is a matured person who understood the roadmap of whole life. He has kept the inner growth as a predominant one, as a criterion for his success in life. And all the external accomplishments as the subsidiary accomplishments. So his goal of life is very clear. His priorities are very clear. His direction of life is very clear, and his philosophy of life is very clear. What is the goal of life? He has understood that my security, happiness and peace does not depend upon what I have, but depend upon what type of person I am. So that knowledge is the criterion for my security, peace and happiness. So that knowledge is the goal of my life. Then what is the philosophy of life? Since that knowledge requires adhikaritva, maturity of mind, I have to conquer my mind. Manojaya dwara moksha jayaha. Therefore, the direction of life will be, first I will prepare myself through karma yoga and I will get the adhikaritva prapti, that yogyata prapti, then jnana margena atma jnana praptihi. Karma yogena adhikaritva prapti. Adhikaritva means getting the qualified mind. A mind which doesn't have strong likes and dislikes. A mind which doesn't get disturbed because of the external changes in life. That type of strong and clean mind, that is gained by karma yoga. Therefore, buddhya yuktaha yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. In the following shlokas, Bhagavan is going to glorify more and more about this karma yoga. What is karma yoga? He is going to define afterwards. Initially, in order to make Arjuna as an interested one in this karma yoga topic, he is giving like advertisement. You give an advertisement, then immediately they will see what it is. Similarly, Bhagavan also is giving an advertisement about the karma yoga.
Nehabhikramanashosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayad.
What is the benefit of karma yoga? It is told in this shloka. Iha abhikramanashaha na asti. In karma yoga, there is no failure at all. In karma, there is failure. Any action we can bring failure or success. But this karma yoga means a proper action with proper attitude. In that karma yoga, there is no failure at all. World may consider him as a failure. World may say he is a failure in the external, with regard to external accomplishment. But since karma yogi is a man of clarity, since he has kept inner growth as the criterion for his success, so karma yogi will consider that he is ever successful. Even though externally he may not get the result, but always he gets the result internally. What is that internal result? Chitta Shuddhi. That Chitta Shuddhi, purity of mind, is the assured result, whether he gets externally success or not. This inner growth, that reduction of same meaning is given in many words. Inner growth, Chitta Shuddhi, reduction of raga dvesha, and learning the valid lessons from any situation. So his very actions is a source of happiness for him. There are some category people who are happy when they reach the destination, but there are intelligent people who enjoy the very travel itself. If you go to Himalayas, you will see, if you want to go to Gangotri, a small temple is there at the altitude, about 17,000 feet altitude. When you travel seeking end only, your travel will be full of grudges, because small buses, lot of curves, you have to stumble this way, that way, very tedious journey, 15 hours, 16 hours by bus you have to travel. Then after going there, you will see a small temple. Then mind will tell, to see this small temple, you have gone through all these problems. But there are intelligent people, sadhus they are, they enjoy the very travel itself. In the bus, generally, travelers will be either sleeping or gossiping. Sadhus don't have anybody friends. So they enjoy the very travel, they enjoy the entire natural scenes of Himalayas. So for a karma yogi, the very travel, life travel itself is an enjoyable item. Not that what he gets externally, whether he gets as he wants or not, that doesn't make any difference for him. So in karma yoga, there is no abhikrama nashaha, there is no failure at all. Not only that, pratyavayaha na vidyate. Pratyavayaha means side effect, adverse effect. There is no adverse effect at all. Generally, an action can bring positive result or negative result. Suppose you take a medical treatment. Treatment may cure a disease, it may cause another disease also. For the sake of headache, I take one tablet and it will end up in ulcer. But here in this karma yoga, because of this grand attitude, there is no side effect at all. With regard to pujas also, when the puja or yaga is done with selfish motives, with the idea that I should get external accomplishment, whatever I want, if it is done, a lot of prescriptions are given. If it is for Ishara Prithyartham, if it is for Chitta Shuddhi, there is no need for practicing any procedures. But if it is for business purpose, Veda has given, you are going to do business with the Lord. Business means there must be a procedure. So all these procedures should be followed. If not followed, not only you are not going to get positive result, but you will get negative result also. If yaga is not done properly, tasya karta vinashyati. A rishi wanted to kill Indra. So he started doing a puja. While doing puja, that Veda mantra should be uttered properly. If you do this way, that way, it will give opposite meaning. So he, instead of telling Indrasya Shatruhu, I want a person who can kill Indra. That time Swara became little Dirga, therefore it has become, I want a child who will be killed by Indra. Vritrasura is called. So all these pujas and actions with selfish motives, with the idea of external accomplishments, should be done properly. If it is not done properly, there is a possibility of gaining negative result. Whereas in karma yoga, there is no negative result at all. A karma yogi will learn valid lessons from any situation, including from the negative situations. So he can build home from the stones thrown upon him. Somebody throws lot of stones on him. General reaction is he will cry or he will run away. Karma Yogi is a person so resilient in his attitude, he will collect all the stones and he will build a castle also. What is the third benefit? Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Even if it is practiced little bit, it will protect that Karma Yogi from the great danger. Mahato bhayat means great danger. Great danger means samsara roga is considered as the great danger. For us, getting birth and death is very happy affair, na? But according to Krishna and according to Shastra is, getting birth and death is itself is a dangerous process. So, from that dangerous thing, Karma Yoga protects him. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya, anushtitam Karma Yoga. Not only it is enough that you hear what is the philosophy of Karma Yoga, you have to practice it. Somebody says, there is no benefit in yogasana. So we ask, how many hours you are practicing? No, I don't practice it. I know what is yogasana, this asana, that asana. He gives lot of theory. So theory will not work. This attitude, this theory should be applied in our day-to-day life. Anushtitam Karma Yoga protects Karma Yogi from the great danger called samsara bhaya. Generally, a karma, an action, can give its desired result only when it is done fully. Isn't it? Somebody wanted to cross river, so he jumps into the river, only he swims up to the half of the river. What will happen? He will get drowned. The action of swimming should be completed. As much as necessary, he should do it completely. Then only the fruit of action of swimming will be fruitful, will be accomplished. Wherein, in Karma Yoga, the very little bit you do, that much is saved in your account. Like digging the well. All the other actions will give desired result only when it is done fully. Often karma don't give any result. But in Karma Yoga, the result which is in the form of Chitta Shuddhi. The result is always in the form of Chitta Shuddhi, inner growth. Chitta Shuddhi is attained by telling 100 namas also. Suppose you start chanting Vishnu Sahasra Nama. You have decided 48 days I am going to chant. Two types of methods are there. One person chants Vishnu Sahasra Nama, since an astrologer told, now you have Shani Graha. Shani Graha dosha is there. So in order to get away from that bad results, you have to chant the Vishnu Sahasra Nama daily, 48 days after taking bath. So he has to follow all the things. When it followed for the 48 days completely with all procedures, then only it is going to give effect. There is another man who chants Vishnu Sahasra Nama in order to by heart, in order to memorize, because he want to remember the Lord more oftenly. So he thought there is 1008 namas of Bhagavan Vishnu. So he started chanting that Vishnu Sahasra Nama. 1 week he chanted, 10 days he chanted. After that he got transferred from one place to another place, he could not continue. But 10 days he chanted, that much he could have remembered, at least 10 namas will go inside the mind. So Karma Yoga gives always result, inner growth, Chitta Shuddhi. All other actions are subject to failure, subject to side effect, and only when it is done fully, it can give the positive result. The difference between Sakama Karma and Nishkama Karma is told in these shlokas. Sakama Karma means an action with desires, desire for worldly accomplishments. Same as Vishnu Sahasranama if you take, another astrologer says, if you do Vishnu Sahasranama, you will get a job. And it should be followed with all procedures. The result will be positive only when it is done with the prescribed procedures. The chanting may bring negative result if it is wrongly chanted. Then often chanting does not bring any result, either full result or no result. With regard to worldly person, either he gets full result or no result or negative result. But in Karma Yogi's case, who does the Nishkama Karma? Nishkama Karma means he does that action, he is also having desire, but the desire is not towards the external accomplishment but towards the internal growth. So there is no procedures involved as much as he is chanting that, he gets the purity of mind and gets the blessings of the Lord. So always it is positive result, it brings positive result. Bhagavan continues,
vyavasayatmika buddhihi ekeha kurunandana bahushakahyanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam.
In this shloka, Bhagavan compares and contrasts a karma yogi and his life, and a karmi. Karmi means worldly man. What is the difference between these two lives, life of karma yogi and the life of worldly person? In the scriptures or in the world, generally we come across lot of advertisements with regard to our life. From day one onwards, a child, whether understands or not, it come across lot of advertisements. Advertisement for happy human life. Goal of human life, you ask anybody, general person, he will say enjoyment is the goal of human life. Then when we ask how you will enjoy, why, I will enjoy a lot of money, I will have purchasing capacity, then I will have comfortable things in my life, then I will enjoy all the things. So the goal of human life according to the world is enjoyment. The means for that goal is wealth. How to get that wealth? Through education, employment, and so many other things. Not only wealth is necessary, other things also, being good in the society, that is performing duties, social honor, name and fame will not come unless you are genuinely good. So dharma and artha are the means for kama, is the advertisement given by the world. From the scriptures also we get lot of advertisements. In Veda Purva Bhaga, we get lot of advertisement. What is the goal of life according to Veda Purva Bhaga also? Enjoyment only. Iha amutra phala bhogaha. If you want a long life, you do this yaga. If you want a shining skin, do this yaga. If you want a beautiful spouse, do this yaga. If you want a intelligent child, do this yaga. If you want to destroy your enemy, do this yaga. Either enjoyment in this world, or if a person says, I am bored with all these local items, I want other worldly enjoyments like Indra Loka and other enjoyments, then he says, do Ashwamedha Yaga and other Yagas. So all the prescription given in the Veda Purva Bhaga is for enjoyment only, either he or Amutra. But with regard to Vedanta Bhaga, a saving factor, according to Vedanta, the goal of human life is freedom. Moksha we call it, or Purnatvam, or Ishwara Darshanam. So Vedanta says, these are all okay for children, but actually a person intrinsically wants is, he wants to be free. That is his intrinsic goal. Through all these intermediary goals, ultimately what he wants to be is, to be independent of everything in the world. So freedom from inadequacy, freedom from wants, being purnaha with security, peace and happiness without depending upon any external thing. Because the law is sarvam paravasham dukkham, sarvam atmavasham sukham. You depend upon anything, that will give you dukkha. Since you depend upon that, before getting it, you will get dukkha in the form of anxiety. Will I get that job? Will I get that job? Will I get that job? After getting it, can I preserve it? Can I preserve it? Because lot of competitions are there. Any moment, a pink slip can be given by the employer. So can I have it continue in that very job? Another type of dukkha. After losing that job, it has gone, it has gone, it has gone. So anything, whether it is people or situation or object in the world, you depend upon, it gives dukkham. Sarvam paravasham dukkham. Sarvam atmavasham sukham. When I am alone in my sleep, I don't have anybody, not even this body. In waking state, I am dependent upon body's health. Body's health is not good means, I say, I have stomach pain. Stomach is having stomach pain, but I say, I have stomach pain. So anything you depend upon, it gives trouble. If you don't depend upon anything, you are the embodiment of security, peace and happiness. Therefore, the goal is independency or purnatva or mokshaha. Then what is the mean? This independency is always in the form of recognition that my emotional personality should discover that I am the embodiment of purnatvam.
Anando brahme divya janad anandadheva kalvimani bhutani jayante.
I am the very embodiment of happiness. From me only entire creation comes. What type of me? Not with body mind complex, without body mind complex, as an infinite thing. I am the sustainer of entire creation. This is in the form of knowledge.
Brahma vidha apnoti param.
In another place, Upanishad says, Brahma vidha brahma iva bhavati. How to become God? Know that you are God already. How to become infinite? Know that you are infinite already. If you are not infinite already, if you are finite now, you can never become infinite. Finite can never become infinite. So infinitude is your real nature. Brahmatva is your real nature. It is always in the form of recognizing through Atmajnanam. So the means is Atmajnanam. Through Atmajnanam, through self-discovery, I find being infinitude in nature, I don't need any support or dependence from external world. Because entire creation is supported by me.
Anandat heva kalvimani bhutani jayante anandena jatani jivanti anandam yat prayanti abhishavishanti.
Upanishad says, it is from your real nature, infinite nature only, entire creation is created, entire creation is sustained, entire creation goes back when pralaya comes. This is in the form of knowledge. So my goal is freedom. What is the means for that freedom? Atmajnanam, self-discovery. Then, to gain that Atmajnanam, I need certain preparation, inner growth or maturity. So that getting maturity becomes the intermediary goal. A person wanted to go to Delhi. Reaching Delhi is the ultimate goal. So he has to reach Delhi means he has to catch a train. So catching a train becomes the intermediary goal. Then how you will catch the train? Come out from the house, catch one auto. That is immediate goal. So catching an auto is an immediate goal. Catching the train is intermediary goal. Reaching Delhi is ultimate goal. Similarly, human life has three types of goals. Ultimate goal, intermediary goal, and immediate goal. So ultimate goal is freedom. Intermediary goal is getting the maturity or adhikaritva or sadhana chatushtaya sampatti or viveka vairagya. All these inner qualities of mind is the intermediary goal. Since discovery and owning up of my infinite nature is not possible without yogyata, without chitta shuddhi, without manojayaha, this is the grand map of Vedanta. So all these three types of advertisements we got. One advertisement from the external general people. Second advertisement is from Veda Purva Bhaga. Third advertisement is Vedanta Bhaga. Generally, a person is carried away by the first advertisement only. He doesn't come to second advertisement at all. Generally, a person is carried away by first advertisement, worldly advertisement. Then he gets lot of beatings because he finds even after gaining 1 lakh salary, so many things are missing in his life. Then somebody says, your astrology is not good. So go to temple and do certain puja. So many people, they come to second stage. Even after coming to religious life, they have plenty of confusions. Our Sanatana Dharma is so vast. Which literature to study? Veda itself, 4 Vedas, which is voluminous. Then 18 Mahapuranas. And then Mahabharata is there, Ramayana is there. Then Smriti Granthas are there. Then Acharya's Bhashyas are there. Which to study? One text will take one life. And always generally we are in hurry mood. Immediately, what is the solution for me? We ask. So various scriptures prescribes various types of sadhanas. Astrologer says, do this puja. Gemology, one gemology is there. Nowadays it is very famous. Gemology means wearing one type of gem in your hand. Then numerology, changing your name according to the number. So one people say one, and of course sannyasis also say something, and pujaris also say something. So a person should be very clear what to do with what. So there is a possibility of lot of confusions. Puranas, if you go, they will say liberation is attained by Ajamila just by telling one time Narayana. That too with devotion he did not tell. He called his son. Bhagavan has taken it as he has called Bhagavan only. So he sent the Devadutas and he was saved. He got liberation. So Nama Japa will give you, telling the Lord's name will give you moksha, they will say. Then some will say telling Nama Japa is very problematic. Do your duties. If you do your duties, that will give you liberation. One Dharma Vyasa story is there, a butcher story. Butcher got liberation by butchering. Then another is there, our Dhruva is there. Dhruva went to forest and did lot of tapas. He did not eat at all and he shut up himself in guha and did intense meditation. So he got liberation. Some say, no, all these are all not possible. Do some bhajan at least. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Si Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Manorame Sahasra Nama Tatulyam Rama Nama Varanane. One time Rama Nama you tell. Some say this will not work. Puja you have to do. Daily puja you have to do. Some say no. All these are all old practices. Service you have to serve the society, because same Bhagavan is manifested as the in the form of the world. So serve the Lord. Then some say very rarely, take sannyasa, then only moksha is possible. Now the question is, what to follow? What is my goal? I want to be free from all dependencies. Then what is the intermediary means? Gaining the self-knowledge. How to gain the self-knowledge? I should be a prepared person or matured person with sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, adhikari. I should be an adhikari. Then only I can gain. How to get that adhikara? Lot of spiritual practices are described. So the seeker should have a clear idea of every sadhana and its role in gaining moksha. If we have to practice any spiritual discipline consistently and successfully, we should know the role and utility of every sadhana. Otherwise, what he will do? One day he will go to astrologer. Then second day he will go to Shani Bhagavan. Third day he will go to Ramakrishna Mission. He will go to ISKCON temple. There they will tell Ramana Nama. So he will go there 5 days. Then again somebody will tell, these things will not work. Traditional ashramas if you go, they will tell, study these scriptures. So then he will go to some ashramas wherein this type of Gita and other pravachanas are going on. 2 days, 3 days he will go and attend. Then somebody will tell, nothing work. You should meditate, you should do self-enquiry, sit quietly, calmly and ask, who am I? There is an instant method of gaining liberation by raising the Kundalini. Kundalini yoga is there. So he will go to Art of Living. So like this, he will be roaming only, he will not reach any destination. Because there is no direction for his travel. So the seeker will practice them blindly for a period, then he will discontinue it. Nothing will work. He will stop all spiritual practices after trying everything. So he will stop all the spiritual practices and end up as a nastika. Finally, when religion is not properly understood and when the spiritual practices are not practiced with proper attitude, he won't get the expected benefit. He will say, I have practiced so much bhajan, still my son has not got first rank. What is the connection between first rank and the people are there? My daughter is not getting married. So many temples I am going. I am coming to your Gita class also, Swamiji. But I am not getting my daughter married. What is the connection? Because he is ignorant of what is for what. Which is the means, which is the end. He doesn't know. So he will end up as a nastika. He will blame God, religion and the Swamis also. Instead of blaming his lack of understanding, instead of blaming his ignorance,
instead of blaming his improper attitude, he will tell that religion and God are useless. Therefore, it is very, very important to any spiritual seeker to understand the entire road map for our spiritual life. Therefore, here Bhagavan says, Karma Yogi is a one who knows the entire road map. For him, the ultimate goal is moksha only, freedom only. The intermediary goal is Atma Jnanam. The immediate goal is getting the Yogyata Prapti, Chitta Shuddhi. Immediate goal is Chitta Shuddhi, not Loka Jayaha. He will do all actions, all his duties, not for Loka Jayaha. Loka Jayaha means external accomplishments, but for Manojayaha. Manojayaha, which is in the form of Chitta Shuddhi, freedom from strong likes and dislikes. So all these spiritual practices like puja, bhajan, meditation, service, swadharma, anushtana, that is his own performing his own duties, all can be put it in karma yoga. All can be put in karma yoga. All are actions only, either in the form of physical action or in the form of oral action or in the form of mental action. All these actions are meant for giving me purity of mind, giving me adhikaritva. So he knows very clearly, leading an active life, leading a committed religious and ethical life, I will gain freedom, initial freedom from strong likes and dislikes. I will get the balance of mind, a relative balance of mind, so that I can face any life situation. So karma yogena yogyata praptihi. Then when the person is yogyata, guru comes to him. No shishya can find out guru. It is the responsibility of Bhagavan to send the guru, proper guru. According to his level, he will send the guru. When the land is plowed and kept ready, seed will come automatically. So when he gets that yogyata praptihi, immediately he gets guru prapti. Bhagavan as an antaryami leads that seeker to a proper guru, proper guide. Then by that guru vakya jnana vicharena, vedanta vicharena, he gets that atma jnanam. Entire road map is given in the scripture by in one shloka in Upanishad. Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmano nirvedam ayat. Karma chitan pariksha lokan, by doing his own day-to-day responsibilities, duties, with a pariksha mind, with an observing mind, because karma yogi is an observer, very great observer, because he is always ready to learn any lesson from any situation. So he gets lot of lessons from the world, and finally he comes to a conclusion, nasti akritaha kritena. Whatever I am seeking is infinite in nature. That cannot be a product of a finite actions. Akritaha means infinite. Kritena nasti. This conviction will come only when is a thinking person, is a karma yogi, is a man of purity. When this thinking comes, then tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigacche samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. By doing which I will get that knowledge or moksha, tad vijnanartham, by knowing which I will get that atma jnanam. So entire road map is very clear. Karma yogi knows in which stage he is now, whether I need karma yoga or I need jnana yoga. He knows it. Doing all these duties I need, or I should take sannyasa and get away from the physically active life. So he will spend the entire life in shastra vichara, jnana vichara. So he knows where he is now and start his spiritual journey to the next stage. For him, moksha or freedom is the only purushartha. Purushartha means ends which can be achieved by human being. Purushena arthiyate iti purushartha. So he knows actual thing which I am searching for is only freedom. All other three purusharthas, artha, kama and dharma, these are all ultimately leads to that final purusharta only. So therefore these all other three purusharthas will be subsidiary means. So therefore here Bhagavan says, Vyavasayatmika buddhihi ekeha. Eka means here abhadya, unchanging. For a karma yogi, the goal is only one, that is freedom. He is a man of clarity with regard to sadhana and sadhya. What is the mean? What is the end? He knows. He knows karma yoga will lead to yogyata, chitta shuddhi, viveka, vairagya. Then travel is atma jnanena moksha praptihi. This clarity is called vyavasayatmika buddhihi. One pointed understanding or one pointed clarity. What about the other worldly person? Avyavasayinam. Avyavasayi means a person who doesn't have any determination. Karma yogi has already determined what he is going to do in his life. Whatever may be the external situation, external responsibilities, external duties, my only goal is gaining that inner growth, going towards more and more towards the freedom of life, freedom from all emotional problems, freedom from all dependencies. He is very clear in that path, he is determined in that path. But other man, worldly person, doesn't have any determination. So one who is ignorant of goal of life and one who is ignorant of priority. If you don't know what is the destination, final destination, priorities cannot have. Unless you know that Delhi is the final destination, so how can you travel? One day you'll travel to Bangalore to Chennai, Chennai to Hyderabad, like that only you'll be going on, because there is no goal at all. One who does not know which is the goal and which is the means, one who is confused, one who thinks that loka jaya, that is external accomplishment, is the goal of life, for whom kama, artha and dharma are the goals, one who is not sure what he wants is from life is called avyavasayi. Since he doesn't have anything in clarity, he had plenty of wrong ideas and incomplete ideas. Avyavasayinam buddhayaha bahushaka anantashcha, Bhagavan says. Their mind is full of desires. Initially he thought, I have to gain degree. Then after gaining degree, he finds there is no benefit of gaining degree, because he has not gained the degree properly, or 50%, 60%, who will give employment? So then he comes to Bhagavan, Bhagavan, please give employment. Initially, he 1 week before only asked, Bhagavan, make me somehow pass this examination. Now he will ask, Bhagavan, give employment. Then employment also is given, maybe 6,000, 7,000 rupees salary. Then he will say, Bhagavan, salary is not enough, please give me more salary. Okay, more salary is given, something, some other additional income. Then he will say again, Bhagavan, what is this life without any companion, without any girlfriend or boyfriend? What is this? Bhagavan somehow managed to arrange something. So that also is given. Then after marriage also he says, what is this life? Only we two are there, only house is there, no child. What is this life without child? So he goes on, changes, because he is confused. Then every time he prays, he says, then only I will be happy, Bhagavan. If I get a degree only, I will be happy. If I get salary only, I will be happy. If I get marriage only, I will be happy. So happiness is the hint for him. Bhagavan is, just now you told by degree you will be happy, then again you are changing. What is this? So he himself gets, Bhagavan himself gets confused what to give, what not to give. Because if you take a child to a toy shop, if the child is determined what to purchase, matter is very simple. Mother will pay the money and matter is over. But if the child is confused, this also nice, that also nice, this also nice, so how many things will purchase? Then mother will tell, chalo, we'll go to home, then we'll decide what you want to have, then we'll come to shop. Similarly, here the person doesn't have any direction for his life, so full of desires which are multi-branched, bahushaka is this. And not only this multi-branched, anantashcha, infinite. How many desires to be fulfilled? With regard to karma yogi, only one desire. What is that? Gaining atma jnanam is the only desire. Whatever necessary for gaining self-knowledge, I will do. That's all. Over. All becomes means, only one desire is the end. But with regard to this person, plenty of desires, and all the desires are connected with his happiness. So, confusions are always many. One Swamiji used to tell, If you miss the infinite as your goal, then the result will be your goals will be infinite. Again, one more time I am telling. If you miss the infinite as your life goal, the result is what, you know? You will have, or you will end up with infinite goals. Infinite goals means you will not do, you cannot do anything. At a time, how many things you will procure, how many things you will do? And one is opposite to another. Suddenly you find that sitting in the ashrama temple is very nice. Then one more mind says, hey, you only told just 5 minutes before you have to get lot of work done. So get up. So he will be going there. Then going itself, he will remember, it was nice, now 5 minutes I sat in the temple of Sri Ram Krishna, it was very nice. So he will be always roaming in the road only, he will not have any destination. Since he is confused and has infinite desires, he goes on, changes his desires. And if he is a religious person, as I told, he goes to temple also and confuses Bhagavan also. He goes to some Venkatachalapati. So he gives a lot of prayer. Then when Lord refuses to answer, because Lord is not sure what he wants actually. Like a mother who is not sure what the child wants. So he is a little bit, he is going to give. Because he is Samadarshi, whatever, ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam sataiva bhajamaham. If you approach me with an hungry stomach, I will approach you as a food. For hungry stomach, what is the solution? Food. So ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam sataiva bhajamaham. Since you have approached me, that I am going to give you lot of things, I will give, certainly I will give, but what to give? At a time you are asking two contradictory things. He will ask money and at the same time peace of mind. Both are contradictory. Only people who have money knows what is the effect of money. He will ask, oh Lord, please give lot of money, and at the same time you will end up, I should be happy and peaceful. So Bhagavan gets confused in one statement, two contradictory things. And one Swamiji used to tell in a joking way, he'll ask spouse and peace of mind. So two contradictory things he will ask. So Bhagavan refuses to answer his prayer. What happened? When Bhagavan refuses to or makes little bit late, he changes very Bhagavan himself. I was going all the time to Venkatachalapati, nothing works, so I will go to Ayyappa. Then after going to Ayyappa 48 days unnecessarily without food and without chappal, he somehow managed to do 48 days fasting and other thing. Went there and came back, nothing happened. So he will change to Anjaneya. So Anjaneya to Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna likes it. And finally they go either to the another religion, because there are other people, canvassers are there. Everybody wants members for their party. And they will say, you believe Jesus. You have tried all the lords. So you believe Jesus, Jesus will give. After going there also, poor people, they don't get what they wanted. So either he will end up as a Nastika, or he will go on traveling only. Travel is for what? For reaching some destination. Nah? When destination itself is not fixed, his entire life will be a travel. Travel is always painful. You know? When you start a travel, for half an hour, 1 hour, you'll be happy. Afterwards, it will be some backache will be there. Some problem or the other. That is the reason, however much you travel, everybody wants a place wherein he can be with himself. Night, he has to come back, na? So, here Bhagavan says, Vyavasayatmika buddhihi ekeha kuru nandana. A spiritual seeker, a karma yogi, is a man of clarity, is a man of determination. All others are avyavasayinaha. They are full of confusions, full of varieties of desires. Bahushaka ki anantasya buddhayaha avyavasayina. Their mind will work in 1000 angles, opposite angles. You know, same angle means okay. Opposite angles, 1000 directions at a time it will work, and finally you will end up nothing you will do, because you do start doing 5 things at a time, you will not do anything, you cannot do anything, so you will end up with tired. So finally this life will be a waste. How this life is gone from one place to another place, from one desire to another desire, it goes on in confusion, Bhagavan is going to tell in the following 3 or 4 slokas. You will see in the next class.
கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய ஹரயே பரமாத்மனே பிரணத க்லேஷநாசாய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹா.